talkative Aries. I am your host and the professional venter. My name is Nicoletta.
I am quite the loudmouth. I talk a lot. I love to talk. Talking is what I do. It's not everything to
help. Where do we get help? Who do we call?
Hello. Welcome to the 8th episode of The Talkative Aries. I am your host, Nicoletta. And today I'm talking about something that's been heavy on my heart for a long while now. Probably months. Yeah, most likely months. And it's something I've been dealing with and battling with, but I didn't think I was ready to talk about it till most recently. I've noticed that a lot of us are struggling with processing particular emotions, and I guess it may have triggered to an extent, and yeah, I guess I decided maybe it was time to come to my favorite platform and talk about it. I don't know if I can classify it as venting, but yeah. So today's episode is titled Grief. And a lot of us have probably lost someone. If not all of us have obviously lost someone we love. Could have been a parent, a sibling, a friend, a partner, a child, anybody, pretty much. Okay, not even just a person, maybe a pet. And how we process and how we handle things is, it determines a lot, honestly. And for those of us who already have existing mental health issues, sometimes it tends to be a drawback in our healing process. And yeah, I guess it's something I feel the need to talk about. Maybe someone hearing it from somebody else, it will help, or it might even just help me, because I've come to the realization that I have not been processing a lot of my emotion, especially when it comes to anything grief-related. I haven't cried in a while, like in relation to losing someone. Even when I did lose particular people, be it this year, be it maybe last year, a few years ago, I've been suppressing a lot of my feelings. And now I'm starting to feel a whole lot of pressure. I feel a bit overwhelmed because I know that I'm sad. Like, a big part of me knows that I'm sad, but I don't know what to do with my sadness. Like, do I cry? Do I go on with my life like nothing has happened, like nothing has changed? And yeah, that's basically where I'm at. So I googled what grief means. Well, according to Google, grief is the response to the loss of someone or something which has died, to which a bond or affection was formed. So how we react to a loss is what is termed as grief. And everybody reacts in different ways, you know. The people that become numb, the people that cry, the people that there's just people who just, oh, okay, this has happened, then what, you know? People who are just meh about stuff. Everybody processes things differently, and there's really no timeline when it comes to processing something as bad as a loss. I always tell people how I lost my father at a really young age. I was only 2 years old, but this is something that has gone a long way with me. It has affected a lot of my decisions. It has affected a lot of things about me. And the times that growing up, I always used to pass comments like, maybe if my dad was alive, this would be different, and so on and so forth, you know? Like, that's something that I know I may not really remember this person, but just by virtue of knowing that they were my parent, and, you know, I've grown up without this person, there's that pain that's been there, and it's affected a whole lot of my growing up. And yeah, there's people who lost their parents when they were much older. And you see, the thing is, it's really not even about at what age you lose someone or something. It's just how to deal with not having that person, you know? Because like I did say, imagine how there were times in primary school that my friends were picked up by their dads. Maybe they were lifted, put over the shoulders. You know how being a kid, you know, my dad bought me this, or my dad did this, my dad did that. And being a kid, you know, for me, it was always, oh, my grandpa, oh, my grandma, oh, my grandpa. And I remember vividly, I think I was in fifth grade, someone once asked me, like, I always see your grandparents pick you up and whatnot. Like, where's your dad? And I'm like, oh, my dad died, you see? And those are things that I never really dealt with well growing up, because now I was always wondering, like, okay, so had this person not died, would I have been lifted up like my friends? Would I have been a princess? Would I have been spoiled, you know? It's a different school of thought altogether. And then the older you grow, obviously, the more feeling you start, you know, the more you start to experience other emotion, and the more mature your emotions become. So even as you grow older, I feel it also gets harder to deal, because the more older you get, the more responsibility is around you. So sometimes you may feel the need to be stronger than you can actually contain. Sometimes you feel the need to be tougher than you actually are on the inside, and so on and so forth. So then I wrote something down that I'm going to share, and it says, grief has no timeline. One can't grieve too fast or grieve too long. Everyone has their pace and time, and grief on its own comes in stages. I recently came to know of this a few weeks ago. I was unwell. I was in hospital, and I was talking to my aunt about something that was very painful to me, and something that I'm struggling to let go of, that happened to me early this year. And I was talking to her about it, and I was telling her to say, look, I'm struggling with getting over this. The days I'm mad, the days I'm sad, the days I feel I'm okay, what's going on? Like, it's almost a year now, and I'm still struggling. And she brought to light the stages of grief, and I decided to read on them and further understand, so that I should understand maybe where I am or where I'm stuck, because I feel like I've been in the same position for a long time and I'm not moving. You know what I mean? So there's the stages of grief. The first stage is shock or denial. When maybe you get the news to say, oh, this and this person has passed away, or this and this person has gone through this, our first instinct is either we get shocked, like, are you serious? What's going on? Or you're just in denial. And one of the easiest things is how whenever we figure out that we've lost someone, it's always like, no, tell me no, you know? You're not coming to terms with the fact that that person won't be there anymore. Then number two is pain and or guilt. You're hurt. You're hurt about this loss. You're broken. Then the guilt comes in when maybe you start to feel like, I should have been there more for this person. I should have checked up on this person more. What should I have done different when this person was there? And so on and so forth. Or what should I have done different for this person, you know? And then the third stage is anger and bargaining. And for me, I think this is where I've been stuck for the longest time. And this is one of the things that hinders a lot of my healing processes. I tend to get stuck on the anger aspect of things, where you're just mad. Like, okay, so why did it have to be like this? Why is it this person? Or why are these things always happening to me? Why am I the one who's always losing people? And so on and so forth, you know? you start to, you get so mad at the world, you get so mad at, if you're a Christian, God, you just, you know, you're just furious. Why the fool wife feel like, okay, but okay, so number five, I stick it. And then what? You know, in a bad night, the fool woman, let me not lie, a lot of the pain I held on to has not just turned to pure bitterness and anger. And I think it's a good thing that I'm realizing that, because I've been mad for so long, and it gets really draining when you're mad for so long. Then after anger is depression. You obviously now, you've processed, you've felt the pain, the guilt, the denial. Now you just have this deep, dark cloud of sadness, you know, where now you just try to picture your life without that person, without that thing. And depression is actually one of the longest, I think, stages. A lot of us get stuck at depression for a long time. And the lucky ones actually do reach out for help and so on and so forth. But I've noticed that a lot, especially when it comes to loss of a parent or loss of a child, a lot of us get stuck on the depression aspect of our grieving stage. And honestly, for someone who's battled with depression in different terms and situations, obviously losing my father inclusive at a very young age, it's hard, honestly, especially if you're not open to the aspect of getting help. It's really, really hard to battle depression, especially depression related to loss. It's one of the hardest things I've ever experienced. And I honestly wouldn't even look at someone and say, no, but why have they been sad so long, you know? Because it hurts, you know? It hurts thinking about how life is going to be without them. It hurts actually living the life without them. Because a part of you starts to feel like, okay, so this person is not here and I must go on being happy, or I must go on pursuing my dreams or my passions, especially if those dreams and passions were aligned with the said person. You know, you just, it's the hardest thing to even deal with, to be honest. Then after depression is the upward turn. Obviously, maybe after getting help, or if it's a self-help situation, after you pick yourself up, the upward turn is now where you start to try and pick yourself back up and learn to adjust and not feel guilty about living your life minus your lost person, your said lost person. Then reconstruction and working through. Obviously, that's all part of the upward turn. Rebuilding yourself, realigning yourself, and just trying to, you know, do what's best for you and obviously what the other person would have wanted for you. And just picking yourself back up. Then the final stage of grief is acceptance. I think in one of my previous podcasts, I spoke about how there's a pastor who once told me acceptance muti, and I continuously run with it. I have never looked back from the time I heard that statement. There is so much power in acceptance, as hard as it may be. But it has so much power. The minute you accept a situation for what it is, the minute you accept, okay, so uyo muntu naye ataka wele, the minute you accept, like, it's probably time to move on after your grieving period, so much becomes easier and lighter. I don't know if I can say there's a certain light at the end of the tunnel when you accept and, yeah, start to forge ahead and just, you know, go on with your life and so on and so forth. But in everything I've said, obviously not everybody experiences every stage as they've been aligned. Other people have skipped stages. Other people have just, you know, walila, 2-3 days, you're fine. And that's okay. Then there's others that go through each and every step, from the denial to the depression, the guilt, the anger. And it's okay as well, you know. There's no handbook to grieving. There's no manual to grieving. There are no rules to grieving. There is no timeline. There is no deadline. I'm just a firm believer, and one of my solid advices will always be, don't suppress what you're feeling. Allow yourself to feel. And I also need to allow myself to feel, because when didn't feel, there's a lot that I've been bottling up and so on and so forth. Allow yourself to feel. Go through whatever stage presents itself to you. And with time, it's okay to let go and pick up a new slate, you know. It's not like umuntu wamlabako. And you should never really forget those that matter to you that you've lost. But also do best for yourself the way they would have wanted you to do, you know. I really just wanted to lay it off my chest, because I think the more I speak out about how I feel about certain things, the better I feel with time. And I need to start allowing myself to feel. And then I'm encouraging whoever is listening to this who's lost someone to also, like, allow yourself to feel. Don't rush your healing process. You should never, ever rush your healing process. Takwa ba prize kulasti akupola, you know? Like, no, when you heal, you get a medal or you what? Maybe the only prize that you probably get is a sense of relief of some sort, because obviously when you feel like this heavy thing you've been carrying, each konkoshani, when it finally gets off you, you feel so much better and so on and so forth. But I really don't feel like there's reason to rush your grieving process or your healing process or whatever. And to be honest, God has never really forsaken us. I know in our times of pain and in our times of heartache, we tend to think God is not there. God has abandoned us. Like, okay, God, why us? Why me? Everybody's life is a story, I guess. And fidafina kabuka mbakelesa mkupwa, as terrible as it may seem. And yeah. To be honest, God has never really slept nor slumbered over us. And one of my new favorite statements is, like, we will be fine. We're going to be all right someday. But we should never escape feeling, you know. Let's not escape crying. Let's not escape being sad. It's all part of the grieving and the healing process. So, yeah, I just felt like I should pour out how I feel. And yeah, feel free to drop a message on, you know, any of my socials. Let's get interactive. What do you think? What do you feel? What do you feel I've missed out on? Anything and everything. Yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode.
The Talkative Aries people and talk about mental health. We are breaking the discrimination. We're ending the cycle that is around the stigma against mental health. Where do we get help? Who do we call?